Blog Talk Radio.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Indeed, God is with us. And when God is with you, the Bible says, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper.
Amen.
Thank you. You may have your seats. As Christians, you will agree with me that the greatest battle in our hearts is the decision to do the right. We wake up in the morning determined to get it right. But before we know it, you have missed the mark. Decision, decision, decision. Decision to do this, decision to do that, keeps going through our minds. Common sense tells you and I that some decisions are much more important than others. But the most important and successful decision in our lives is that which is based on our relationship with God Almighty. Because Christianity is a relationship, first to God and then to people. In other words, the main thing about Christianity is not the works we do, but the relationship we maintain and the atmosphere produced by that relationship. Remember, as Christ followers, we have no power, ability, or strength of our own. In Him we live, move, and have our being. Therefore, people of God, no state of being is as rewarding as living in tune with God. The way and manner in which God Almighty executes His master plan in our lives differs. And when God Almighty is executing His master plan in our lives, He also designs and arranges events which continue to unfold until His purpose is revealed in our lives. Therefore, do not compare yourself to others. Do not measure yourself by yourself. We compare ourselves to others when we use other people's standards to measure our strength and weakness, to measure our success and failure. People of God, take note of this. After praying and fasting, after our hard works, after we must have done everything humanly possible, God will still have to mark our works. We still have to leave the issue with God to decide. This will take us to the brief message titled, Allow God to Decide. Tell someone next to you, allow God to decide. No matter the situation you find yourself, whether good or bad, hard or soft, promising or not, allow God to decide. So that will lead us to the proof text for today's message, which is taken from the book of Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. Are you there? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. When you get home, you can take your reading from verse 1 to the end. But I will emphasize on verses 22 to 24. I read from verse 22. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Verse 24. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. You can imagine the terrible situation they went through. From the text we have read, you agree with me that before God Almighty came to the rescue of Paul and Silas in the prison, they were indeed confined to the harsh realities of life. A tense and difficult situation that offered them the opportunity to grumble, to murmur, and rebel against their God. But as genuine Christians, instead of seeing their God in a bad light, they chose to praise and worship Him. People of God, it is in a tense situation like this we know the difference between champions of faith and those of doubt. We know the difference between real Christians and professing Christians. As a Christian, let me ask you this question. If you were to find yourself in the same situation Paul and Silas found themselves, what decision would you have made? Remember, at that point in time, when everything seems to suggest that there was no hope and there was no future, if they were not members of the household of faith, they would have given in to fear and began to grumble, murmur, and rebel against their God, saying, "Oh God, is it a crime to preach your gospel? Where are you? Why do you have to allow us to suffer like this for your sake? If that is the case, we are not going to preach about you anymore, and we're not going to worship you anymore. The trouble is too much for us to bear." No, they never said that. Because they understood that the devil wants us, children of God, to curse God while under pains, under difficulties, or harsh realities of life. That is why the devil derives joy in inflicting people with pain. Therefore, being men of faith who are driven by Christ's spirit of hope, take note of that language. As men of faith, I mean Paul and Silas, who were driven by Christ's spirit of hope for a better future, they preferred to die than to deny their God before their adversaries or their enemies. They clearly understood the fact that in our spiritual walk with the Lord, there are both good and hard times alike. Take note of this. Those who bless God in their trials or tribulations prove their sonship. Paul and Silas understood this. That was why they did not give up. They also understood that those who honor God in their trials will be honored by God through their trials. Now I want to ask you a question. As a child of God, if your prayer for a better condition had been answered, who knows what would have happened to you? If your prayer for a better condition, to settle down, have a baby boy or girl, get a lucrative job, build mansions, have the best clothes, travel abroad and the like, had been answered, who knows whether you will still be alive to celebrate or enjoy those possessions. Many in the past possessed those things you are desperately and impatiently in need of, but could not live to celebrate or enjoy them. Why? Because it was not God's appointed time for them to possess those things. Remember, at God's appointed time, everything is beautiful. People of God, listen to this. It is never proper to base faith on our improvement after prayer, because God does as he wills. Remember, there is a time for you to send your petition to God, your request to God. And there is also a time to wait patiently and listen to what God has to say about that petition you sent to him. Therefore, if God chooses to delay your blessing from coming forth, don't grumble, don't murmur, give thanks to him. For it is for a purpose which you may not understand because of your limitation in the things of the Spirit. A good example. If God loves you so much and he realizes that allowing you to possess a particular blessing at a particular point in time would cost you your life or do you more harm than good, God would rather delay that blessing in order to clear those obstacles or dangers ahead of you before eventually releasing that blessing to you so that you will be alive to use that blessing to glorify his holy name. Can you see that to delay is not to deny? What a God we have to worship. What a son we have to praise. What a future lies before us. Because of time, when you get home, you read same proof text, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. This time around, you take it from verse 25 to 27. There you agree with me vividly that the hopeful atmosphere of praise and worship established by Paul and Silas in the prison clearly indicates that they need no more to make them happy than to have Jesus Christ as their comforter while in the prison, as their deliverer, their rescuer, and their friend in life with their spirit. They also knew that the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ would more than supply everyone's absence. This simply means that Paul and Silas' situation offered them a fair opportunity to honor their God before men. That is, Paul and Silas kept up the profession of their faith. What does this mean? It simply means when the goings were good, they said, "Jesus is Lord." And when the goings were tough, they also said, "Jesus is Lord." Yes, when the goings were tough, they said, "Jesus is Lord." And also when the goings were good, they also said, "Jesus is Lord." This clearly shows that Paul and Silas' faithfulness and consistency is a challenge to all Christians today, especially the busy elites of the www.com generation. The secret of their success in prayer, take note of this statement as a Christian. The secret of their success was their consistency in prayer and faithfulness to to God Almighty, who is faithful to deliver and save those who are faithful to Him. That is what I mean by their consistency in prayer. As a Christian, people of God, what becomes of you today depends on how much you involve God in your matter. This is quite simple. In other words, what you become tomorrow depends on the choices you make today. Therefore, make the choice that creates the future you desire, not the future you fear. Remember, blessed is the man who makes Jesus Christ his only source, for he will see the reason for his believing, even in hard times. What a wonderful picture of life the Savior has promised to those of us who allow Him to decide on our behalf. There are many promises, such as success, breakthrough, victory, and the like. But there are giants that require conquering. Number one giant, write down. Impatience. The Bible says impatience is costly. Why? Because if you are in a haste to achieve something, you are likely to make a costly mistake that would either pull you back, if not down. Therefore, as a Christian, no matter what comes, no matter what happens, allow God to decide. Whatever your situation is, God knows. Remember, God uses our situation to qualify us for blessing. God used a fish to give Peter the money he needed to pay his tax. God used water to turn a marriage into a place of miracle. Number two giant that requires conquering. Inability to recognize the unseen hands of God that controls the affair of man. When it is God's appointed time for certain things to happen in your life, your tension, pressure, panic, or personal effort will not be required. No, it will happen just like that, as He wills. But if it is not God's appointed time for certain things to happen in your life, you may pray, fast, run after men of God, or move from one church to another, but nothing will happen, because it is not yet God's appointed time for that thing to take place. Remember, God's time is fixed, and it is as it should be by divine providence. Number three giant that requires conquering. Inability to see beyond our natural circumstances or situation. When we are unable to see beyond our natural circumstances or situation, we begin to grumble, murmur, and rebel, and begin to run after men of God without faith. And when you begin to run after men of God without faith, anything can stop you. Anything can overwhelm you. Anything can influence you. Now, finally, brethren, the Holy Spirit leads us to a place of decision. And when you give your life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I mean, when you make Him the boss and the CEO, the director of all you do, you will be connected to the one who made you. I mean, you will be wired in a unique way. You have a sensitivity that you never had. You will log on to the new realm above senses. This simply means that when you are wired in a unique way, you are no longer yourself by ideas and behavior, but totally absorbed into the ideas and ways of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, when you have a relationship with the Savior Jesus Christ, you will become a person who is directed by your Heavenly Father, not by the influence from others. Only then you will realize that there is nobody, and there will be nobody quite like you, because you are a unique person. Therefore, allow God to decide the affairs of your life, and you will never regret it. Thank you very much. I leave you here in faith, and I pray to meet you again in faith. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance.
Give him the praise. If your heart beats for me.